K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Isabella. For 21 Pilots?
Tickets for 21 Pilots, yes, ma'am. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. We have People Are Dumb, as usual. What's up with Florida on the way? We have a great story for great news out of Orange County. We have the 420 catch of the day, and we've got more tickets for this. K-Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
Nope.
Talk about a momentum killer right there.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It is Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. A dinosaur has been stolen, people.
Police are searching for a suspect who stole a 50-pound fiberglass dinosaur from a Brentwood gas station.
The 4-foot-tall dinosaur stood at the Sinclair station on San Vicente, but surveillance video shows it was put into a pickup truck last weekend.
This little 4-foot dinosaur has been on the corner with that gas station in Brentwood for 25 years.
The man used power tools to remove it from the ground and drive off with it. So far, no arrest has been made, and it's not clear why he took the dino.
Okay, first things first, you take it because it's there. Second thing, don't call it a dino. Come on.
But I'm sure there are a lot of people out there who would like to have it and get it back. Some people are showing their love and support for the missing dinosaur, dropping off flowers.
People loved it because they would dress it up for Halloween. They would dress it up for 4th of July. And during COVID, it wore a mask.
In its place, you can see it became a huge part of this community, and people in the area are hoping the dinosaur returns to its rightful spot. Who would do such a thing?
I mean, I'm hoping the dinosaur returns for the sake of the dinosaur.
For the sake of the dinosaur? What does that mean?
Yeah. But also because it's about to be Halloween, and I feel like there's about to be a really good opportunity for a costume.
You see, it went through COVID with us wearing the mask.
Right. Oh, I hope we find this dinosaur.
I hope we find this dinosaur. I sure do. And we did.
Hey, this is good news. A popular dinosaur statue that was stolen from outside a Westside Sinclair gas station has been returned. The statue, named Claire, was found early this morning, covered in a blanket, with a note that read, quote, "I'm sorry I took the dinosaur. Please don't press charges."
Okay, Rockula, who's this?
Hey, this is Joey.
Hey, Joey, you're caller 21.
Oh, nice. Nice.
You got tickets to the K-Rock private show with 21 Pilots.
Wow. Wow. Thank you very much.
It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. 1 hour from right now, we do the 420 catch of the day. It's our new music feature. We think you'll like it. Check it out. I can eat sweets until I'm sick, but I've never been taken to the emergency room because I ate too many gummies. People Are Dumb is next on K-Rock.
People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb.
A 33-year-old UK truck driver needed emergency treatment after eating 6.6 pounds of gummies in 3 days. That does not seem possible. I love a sweet. I can eat them for days. But this guy, his name is Nathan Rimmington. He's a truck driver from Yorkshire. Reportedly ordered 6.5 pounds, a container of Haribo cola jelly from Amazon after getting a craving for gummies. It doesn't say he was high, but you can make your own judgment. That's 10,000 and a half. That's 10,400 calories that he ate in 3 days. He started experiencing serious physical symptoms shortly after. He was taken to the emergency room with severe abdominal pain, sweating, high blood pressure, and cold sweat. Initially, they thought that he had food poisoning. They started treating him for that, but then they did some more tests and they found out that what he had was acute diverticulitis, a painful infection in the colon. Medical experts explained that consuming large amounts of certain ingredients, such as gelatin, can increase the risk of bowel movement or intestinal obstruction. So the dude ate 6.6 pounds of gummies in 3 days. And then he went to the hospital. He was there in intensive care for 5 days, and he eventually got out and is okay. I take this as a challenge. We have a private show with 21 Pilots on October 22nd at the Bellwether, and we were going to give you tickets to join us in less than 10 minutes on K-Rock. K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Hi, it's Catherine.
Hi, Catherine, you're caller 21.
Woohoo! You're kidding, shut up, oh my God.
Not kidding, you got tickets for our private show with 21 Pilots.
Bam, I got it! Oh my God.
Yeah, Kathy!
Samantha!
Woo!
Kevin Ryder in the afternoon with the 420 catch of the day. On the way, Megan Holliday is here now for three things at four.
K-Rock. K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
Three things at four.
Number one, a Florida man was arrested after admitting to killing and cooking two of his own pet peacocks to send a message to his neighbor who was feeding them against his wishes.
Wait.
Uh-huh.
He killed his own pets to send a message to his neighbor.
To his neighbors.
Because
Insane.
The neighbor was feeding them?
Yep. Mm-hmm. So deputies were informed that this man put a letter in the neighbor's mailbox informing them that he had killed the birds because of the continued feeding. And when he was questioned, the man told police that he did indeed put the letter in the mailbox.
What the hell?
And killed the birds out of spite. He has been booked for aggravated animal cruelty,
Excellent.
Which is a third-degree felony, and he can rot in hell.
Excellent.
Okay? And while we are on the subject of these awful human beings, this is the story, the second story. An American social media influencer wrestled a crocodile in Australia, and here's what happened.
A U.S. social media star has landed himself in hot water after wrestling a crocodile in far north Queensland. Mike Holston, known online as the real Tarzan, jumped from a boat near Lockhart River, grabbed the freshwater croc, filming the stunt for his millions of followers.
Ah, you got a good piece of my arm there. Look at that guy. This is what dreams are made of. Ever since a kid, I wanted to come to Australia. And just look at crocodiles. Catch me, get my hands on them, see them up close.
Wildlife advocates have slammed the act as dangerous and illegal.
You know what?
Wow.
Americans really are not doing themselves any favors at this point. Okay. Story number three. This is going to turn everything around for us right
Excellent.
Now. Okay. Beloved Lakers legend Shaquille O'Neal had Kobe Bryant's high school car restored for Kobe's mom. Here's the story.
Some rides carry more than miles. They carry memories.
It was an old family vehicle that everyone tends to drive, you know, Kobe's sisters, Kobe, mom, dad, everyone drove this vehicle.
But the 1996 Toyota Land Cruiser, once driven by the late legendary Laker Kobe Bryant, was in rough shape. Anthony C. Hall, best friends with Bryant's former teammate and Laker great Shaquille O'Neal, says Shaq wanted to restore the family car as a heartfelt surprise. So they called up Riverside Auto Dealership Effortless Motors. The challenge was steep. The SUV had taken a beating from winters in Philadelphia, where Bryant once lived, to years baking in the Las Vegas sun. They had to finish the restoration in just 90 days. The dealership had to meet the deadline in order to deliver the vehicle in time for what would have been Kobe Bryant's 47th birthday. Effortless Motors pulled it off, presenting the restored Land Cruiser in person to Kobe's mother, Pam, this past August.
Hey,
oh, that's so sweet.
What a mensch. We love you, Shaq. I'm Megan
it.
Holliday. That was Three Things at Four on K-Rock.
K-R-O-Q. K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
This is a song called Holy Roller by a band called The Format. I don't know if you remember, Nate Bruce was the lead singer for Fun. Before Fun, he got the band together, The Format, and he's back together with them now with an upcoming album called Boycott Heaven, coming out in the January of 2026. This song is called Holy Roller, The Format, the 420 catch of the day. Sorry. That is Holy Roller, The Format is the name of the band, and that is the 420 catch of the day on the world famous K-Rock. We have a private show with 21 Pilots coming
Woo!
Up.
I'm so excited about this. I've never seen them in a small venue.
Oh, it's going to be so great.
And you've got a next chance to win at 6 o'clock or at 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock. If you would like to go to our private show with 21 Pilots, we've got a little game for you next.
We are looking for OG hardcore 21 Pilots fans.
800-520-1067. You can play the game next on K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday. The last time we tried a game like this, it didn't go so well.
It took a lot.
It took a lot. So we have a bunch of fans on hold.
Yep.
And we're going to make sure that we get real fans into this 21 Pilots show with a game that we like to call
Just a Second.
We take a second of a 21 Pilots song and you identify it. That way we make sure that we get fans. So let's start with you, K-Rock. Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Lucero.
All right, are you ready to play
Just a Second?
Yes.
All right, I'm going to play 1 second of a song from 21 Pilots. You identify it. You ready?
Yes. Tear in My Heart.
I don't know how you got that first time. Well done. You won tickets to the 21 Pilots show? I don't know why I said that like a question.
You won tickets to the show.
Right. Put a lot of work into that game, and you got it right out the gate. Congratulations. We'll see you at the 21 Pilots show.
Thank you very much.
All right, hold on. Hey, we have a private show with this band, 21 Pilots.
Woo!
How about that? Here's a new song from them, and we'll give you a chance in a few minutes. We'll tell you when to call to win your tickets to the K-Rock private show with 21 Pilots. K-Rock, hello. Who's this?
Gregory,
you are caller 21.
Woo!
You're kidding.
I am not kidding. You got tickets for our private party with 21 Pilots.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my. We've got a five-month-old. This is going to be our first date. We need to get a baby.
Nice.
Oh.
Can you leave the kid with your mom or her mom?
Somebody's taking him. We're not missing this.
Yes. That's right.
Tiny little baby headphones are always available.
All right. Sure, I'll leave the wife. No, that's a joke. It is him and I am. Oh, my God. I'm shaking. This is awesome. Thank you.
It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday in the afternoon. You know how some things make an area a neighborhood?
Yeah.
There's a dinosaur, a little four-foot dinosaur that's on a corner of a Sinclair gas station in Brentwood. And it's one of those things where you drive by and it's got a Christmas hat on. You drive by in the pandemic, it had a mask on.
Oh, my God.
Somebody stole it.
Oh, no.
Somebody stole that dinosaur. Oh.
Police are searching for a suspect who stole a 50-pound fiberglass dinosaur from a Brentwood gas station.
The four-foot-tall dinosaur stood at the Sinclair station on San Vicente, but surveillance video shows it was put into a pickup truck last weekend. The man used power tools to remove it from the ground and drive off with it.
You can see the truck stop, and he gets a power tool out, and he's just like, zzz,
oh my God.
Cutting it off.
Did it look like an older person? Or you can't tell?
You can't really tell because the surveillance video is quite a ways away.
Okay.
Yeah.
So far, no arrest has been made, and it's not clear why he took the dino.
Okay, two things.
Dino.
Two things. One thing, the guy took it because it's there.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Well, it's fun.
That's same reason people steal Bob's Big Boy.
Yeah, exactly.
It's there. It's fun.
Yep.
Of course, that's why. Number two, don't use the word dino. Don't call it dino.
Not a news report. Come on, man.
Come on, man. You can do better than that.
Why he took the dino, but I'm sure there are a lot of people out there who would like to have it and get it back. Some people are showing their love and support for the missing dinosaur, dropping off flowers.
That's a really amazing part.
Wow.
Like, this thing means something to me.
They were mourning the loss.
They were.
Wow.
This place, you can see it became a huge part of this community, and people in the area are hoping the dinosaur returns to its rightful spot. Who would do such a thing?
I mean, I'm hoping the dinosaur returns for the sake of the dinosaur.
Okay, hold on.
What?
She's hoping the dinosaur returns for the sake of the dinosaur.
Okay.
Which isn't alive, I must remind you.
Correct.
So there's no sake of the dinosaur.
Uh-huh.
It's for the neighborhood.
Yeah.
I'm sure you meant the neighborhood. I'm sure.
Yeah. Also because it's about to be Halloween, and I feel like there's about to be a really good opportunity for a costume.
You see, it went through COVID with us wearing the mask.
Right. Oh, I hope we find this dinosaur.
Well, good news. Over the weekend, somebody returned the dinosaur.
What?
Hey, this is good news. A popular dinosaur statue that was stolen from outside a Westside Sinclair gas station has been returned. The statue, named Claire, was found early this morning, covered in a blanket, with a note that read, quote, "I'm sorry I took the dinosaur. Please don't press charges."
How great is that? Somebody got shamed into bringing it back.
I know, right? But that's why I wonder if it was someone that was young and their parents, you know, were like,
"That's
you
why
better
you're
go.
Asking the age."
Yeah, because I'm like, "You better go return this
dinosaur.
That dinosaur.
You take it
back."
Yeah,
exactly.
Son of a bitch.
Huge.
I mean, it doesn't help to call at all times.
Dude, I don't know that I've ever seen it this crazy.
Yes.
Where the phone lines are going bananas.
There are a lot
every
of people
second.
Calling for the 21 Pilots tickets. We have more. We're not giving them away right this second. We will tell you when to call.
Yes, do not call right now, please.
Promise, we'll tell you. Promise. Tell me about Turnstile.
Oh, my God. Saturday night, Exposition Park, 13,000 people who were just losing their minds for about
13,000.
13,000. It was packed out. It was electric energy, and I feel so good after seeing them.
Klein.
Owie.
Chef. K-R-O-Q.
Klein.
Nope, sorry. That's not supposed to happen yet.
Whoops.
It's 106.7 K-Rock, K-R-O-Q. It is Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday. We are doing a contest for tickets for our private 21 Pilot show.
Whoop, whoop.
We did just a second last hour.
Just a second!
And somebody, the first contestant, got it right.
Yeah.
So we picked a harder second.
Hopefully.
So we're going to play
Just a Second
again. K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Hi, it's Luna.
Hi, Luna. Are you ready to play the game?
Yes, I am.
All right, here's your 1 second. Good luck. Could you hear that?
No.
Let me try it again. Hold on. That's it.
The Contract.
Oh, my gosh.
That is unbelievable. I am so frustrated with you. You won the tickets. Congratulations.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much, guys.
Yeah, Luna.
You people are crazy. All right, I'm going to have to go home and come up with some tougher games.
Oh, my God. Dude, we got to go with album cuts at this point, I swear.
We might. I'm out of here. Megan Holliday is next.
And you're going to have more chances for those 21 Pilots tickets coming up at 6 on K-Rock.